Boker Tov, everyone. We are really up to Simon Reish Mem, which is the Simon on page 303 of. However, we are not going to be covering Simon Reish Mem, as you could understand by looking at the topic, because that is only for married people. So, number two is that it's not only that; it's also a lot of these things. The things that have to be learned in Simon Reish Mem have to be learned only. Really, with the great Hadracha, because there's a lot of things there that are unclear, and the Halacha L'maisa changes a lot from what the sounds like in the Pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch. So, Bezrat Hashem, when you get married, you'll get in contact with me. I have plenty of shiurim on these topics, and I'll be happy to send them to you at the appropriate time. Okay, so that is Simon Reish Mem. Well, actually, we'll do the last seif in Simon Reish Mem is connected to something we already saw in Simon Gimel. Okay, Simon Reish Mem Seif Yud Zayin tells us the following, page 308. Mita shiyashin ba im ishto tzarech shtei rosho margulosa zelat tzafon vezelat lodaro. When a person's bed, when he sleeps with his wife, tzarech shtei rosho margulosa zelat tzafon vezelat lodaro. There has to be, the bed has to be north south. Okay, not east-west, the bed is supposed to be north-south. Okay, that is the way that your bed is supposed to be. So if you've heard this idea that not only for married people, what about single people? So it actually, in Simon Gimel, it brings down the same halacha over there. It also brings down that a man who's with his wife, also, once again, it should be zelat tzafon vezelat darom. And then it brings down a yesh machmirin that says even for single people, also, it also should be north-south and not east-west. So two things very importantly. Number one, over there the Mishnah Berurah brings down that for a single person, the only reason to be machmer, the only time to be machmer, is if he is sleeping naked. If he is not sleeping naked, then he does not have to be machmer for this din to have it north-south. He could have it east-west. It is not a problem. Furthermore, over there in Simon Gimel, it brings on a shita al pikabolo that it's exactly the opposite. Okay, that is exactly opposite. It's supposed to be in the opposite direction. So halacha l'maisa is like follow. The following we should try and follow the Shulchan Aruch. If you have the ability to follow the Shulchan Aruch when one is married, he should have his bed north, south, and not east, west. However, if you live in a nice little tiny apartment in Yerushalayim, and it's very difficult to necessarily configure your beds in the same way as you want them, or for whatever reason, there's other shas t'chak, that it's going to be difficult for the beds to be in that direction, you could rely on the other opinion, al pi kabbalah, and have your beds dafka east west and not north south. Okay, and therefore that is what Rosh Hashanah Rav Nevinzal has told me that numerous times. Also, that one could, in certain cases, anytime there's a need, you could have the beds the other way, even when one is married. That is Simon Reish Mem. Let's now Mesayim Simon Chelik Beis of Mishnah Berurah. Bottom of page 308, Simon Reish Mem Alf Shalol Lahashin Orum Bifnei Mitos. Okay, so this is based on two Gemaras, the Gemara in Nida, Daf Yud Zayin, and also Gemara in Shabbos, all talk about how terrible it is for one to go to the bathroom in front of his bed. Okay, to go to the bathroom, Echad Mi'advarim, says Mechaber. Shesoni HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. It brings down over there four different things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. One second, I'll give you the list. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates are mentioned in the Gemara Nida Yud Zayin. Dal Dvarim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonan. Okay, there's probably other things on the list also, but these are the list that is brought down in Meseches Nida. Hanichnas Lebeiso Pito. Someone who just enters into his house without warning. He just barges into his house. Ve'in Sarach Lomar Lebeis Chavero. And even more so, Lebeis Chavero. This is the minhag, not the minhag. The halacha is that you always are supposed to knock before entering a house or entering in a room that other people are in. You don't just barge into a room. You go ahead and do a correct derech eretz is to give a little knock before entering, to let people know that you're going in. The halacha is ba'amen u'mashtin mayim. Okay, someone who holds on to his aver when he goes to the bathroom, that we discussed earlier on Siman Dalad. U'mashtin mayim arum lifnei mitoso. Someone who goes to the bathroom arum lifnei mitoso. That is our din over here. Someone who goes to the bathroom when he is naked. Mashamish mitoso lifnei kochai. Someone who has relations with his wife in front of any other living being. Sounds like even an animal. Okay. So that is the Gemara over here. The Aruch HaShulchan writes over here, U'mashin arum lifnei mitasu lav dafka. It doesn't mean that you're absolutely naked. That's the only time a Kadosh Baruch Hu hates. El orcha de bilsa k'tani, that's the normal way of doing it. Mitochshu arum mitatzeli de'ach l'chutz. Because he's naked, that's why he doesn't want to go outside to the bathroom. Because he's naked, therefore he goes in his room in front of his bed. That is what is a Kadosh Baruch Hu hates. So these are the list of the four things. The Machaber over here is discussing Dafka, the third one over here. Acha mitvarish son of Kadosh Baruch Hu mashing b'fnei mitaso arum. Okay? And then the Gemara in Shabbos says very similarly, Hamashdim, Fnei Tosso Arum, Mevi Lideanias. Someone who goes to the bathroom naked in front of his bed, that's going to bring him to poverty. Okay, it's going to bring him to poverty. So, says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkatan Halos, Shesone HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mim Neisha Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu hate this? What's so bad? Mim Neisha Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Mitnai B'Derech Nekiyas U'Kedusha. A person is supposed to be normal, you're supposed to act in a dignified manner, and this is absolutely not a dignified thing to do. You're supposed to act in a Nekiyas U'Kedusha. V'Zeini Mitnahek Atzon B'Derech Mius V'Tinofes. So you see over here, this is a lav dafka, this is just an example of someone who's acting in a disgusting manner. So to any other way that is acting in a disgusting manner, so too that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also hates. He puts them in this world to act in an appropriate, dignified manner, and if you're not acting that way, you're over this din. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to rest his Shechina close to a person like this, and therefore it's Ke'ilu, Ke'biyachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates him. Okay? That's what's going on over here in this halacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "See, cotton made me fnei mitaso. I mean, kol shekein mashtin mayim lifnei mekomas acherim shetzichin isnai yoter menekias. It's lav dak once again your bed. It's other places that are supposed to be clean. You go to the bathroom in a bathroom. You don't go to the bathroom near your bed. You don't go to the bathroom by your table. Because only if they shulchanuk yotzi bazeh in front of the dining room table, that's not a place to go to the bathroom either. You go to the bathroom in a private place. You go to the bathroom in the bathroom. If you're in the forest, you go, you find a tree somewhere. But you don't go to the bathroom in other places. That's not appropriate. Says the Mishnah, the Machaber over here in the continuation. Malo Amron El the Machaber Ape Lepuria. This is only talking about where you are facing your bed. Ava Libroy. But if you're going to the bathroom and you're having it go outside the room, Leislanba, okay? Even if you're facing your bed, it's only when you go out to the floor. But if you have a bucket there, in order to go to the bathroom, he's a chola, whatever it might be, that he can't get to the bathroom, he wants to go in the room, then he can go into a bucket, just not onto the floor in front of the bed. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. Once again, the klal over here is acting b'kedusha v'tara, acting in a dignified manner is b'kedusha v'tara, and therefore you should do dignified things and not act in an inappropriate manner. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. So too with the other things that are mentioned over there. Everyone, have a great day. Ad kan for Chelek Beis Mishnah Berurah. It's a big simcha. Ad kan.